They just look perfect. I could watch them sleep forever.
They do look nice sleeping, but I like the way they look when they're paralyzed far better.
You have a point. It's hard to choose. It's really too bad that those are the only two expressions we get to see up close. I wish I could see their smile for real, just once. It makes them so cute and precious. When they're happy or excited, they can't help but to bare their teeth to everyone. And they call us the barbaric ones.
Yeah. Alas, that's the life of us Polaris' demons. Things could be worse. Really, we have so much to be grateful for.
I guess. They're taking a long time to wake up today. Don't we usually manifest right before they start to wake up?
Yeah, that's unusual for a little human. I guess they're hanging right on the edge. Asleep, but only just barely.
Are they dreaming? I wish I could show up in their dreams like you do. Jealousy is bad, but I want to get as good as you are.
No, they're not sleeping deeply enough to dream. I can almost feel something. Sort of a hazy void, but that's it.
I hope they're all right. That doesn't sound normal. As much as we do plague our poor human, I do wish them well by all other accounts.
I'm sure they're fine. Perhaps just with a cold or something. Humans are vulnerable like that. One little thing goes wrong and their poor bodies can't keep up.
I don't know. I've been looking at their memories, and they've been pushing themselves a lot lately. The stress might be affecting their sleep. Why do they inflict such expectations on themselves? It just makes them so ill in the long run.
See, you keep telling me you're jealous of me entering dreams. But seeing their memories is way more useful. You don't know how good you have it.
That's not even... Oh!
Hey, there we go. Finally waking up, are you?
Oh, it's sad to see them scared of us every time. But it's also so cute. The way their mind races. It's like a startled little bunny. The pupil restriction is the best part because you can see exactly where they're looking.
Yeah, they... hang on. Did you feel that?
I think so. Hey, human, can you hear us?
Okay, that's new.
Oh, this is amazing. You've seen us before, but this is the first time you've ever been able to hear what we're saying. It's like a dream come true. No, we can understand what you're thinking. Sort of. We're closely tied to your mind, so we can feel your thoughts. It's not full-on mind reading, but we can get a general idea of how you're feeling at the moment.
Speaking of which, you feel like you're a little bit confused. We're your Polaris' demons, obviously. Figments of your imagination. Brought to life by your own mind when you get caught in between sleeping and awake.
You sound like you've been practicing that.
Well, maybe I have. I'm the one who can enter their dreams. I was thinking that, you know, maybe one of these days I'd tell them about us.
Really? I thought you were all about hiding in plain sight. So you could mess with them without them even knowing about you. Oh, more confusion. Well, we're both connected to your mind, but sometimes in different ways. She can enter your dreams, and I can see into your memories. Without her, I am next to useless, and vice versa for her. Together, we make a pretty unstoppable team. Correct. It is pretty cool, as you say.
This changes things, though, doesn't it? What do we do now?
I know what I'm going to do. I've always wanted to cuddle you, but I always felt guilty because you would get scared when I got close. But now that we've been introduced, I can finally live my dream.
Well, there's no time like the present, nor is it particularly a bad idea. I'll take the other side, then. You're surprisingly warm.
I'm kind of surprised we can feel that. Like, are we technically here? Are we technically touching them?
I'm honestly not sure. I couldn't answer that. Maybe it's best not to overthink and enjoy ourselves. After all, you admitted you thought about this for a while, but never really got to snuggle up to our human before.
All right. Do you mind if I stroke your hair? It always looked really soft. Thanks.
Great. Now that you've brought it up, all I can think about is how you're able to run your fingers through their hair when we're just figments of their imagination.
I told you it was weird. Like, is it some kind of illusion?
Oh, whatever. As long as it's possible, I'm going to wrap my arms around them.
I don't think I've ever been so happy. I've always wanted to do this with you, human. So, so badly. You're even... What's the word? Cuter when you're up close and personal. I suppose I know what you look like because I'm you and you are me, but yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, actually. I never even thought of doing this before. I suppose it was never a possibility in my mind.
And now it's our lovely reality. Not like we were worried about scaring you, I guess. She would have dived right into bed without explaining anything or asking your consent.
Hey, I didn't hear you ask for permission.
But I know they're okay with it. Now that we've had a chance to talk, they started to feel more comfortable about us right away. Suppose we are just oozing with relaxing emotions.
Hey, I want to try that side. Switch with me.
If you want to be able to gaze into their eyes, you should have called this site first.
Oh, come on, don't be stingy. It's not like we get to do this every day. I mean, heck, how long have we been annoying him for? And this is the first time we've actually interacted. Now scoot over.
Well, they're not waking from their sleep paralysis anytime soon. You'll get your chance. Later, maybe.
Okay, wow, I never took you for the jealous type.
Well, I'm not usually, but can you blame me? You wouldn't want to give up this view either.
Okay, fine. Then can you at least not hog the hair? I want to try some head pats too.
You know, I could only ever do something like this while you're paralyzed. You get them all to yourself when they're dreaming.
Oh, so that's what this is about. Dreams aren't the same. They get all foggy and weird. Don't even get me started on what you can't even visualize in dreams. Things can turn sour instantly. You don't know how good you have it with their memories.
Shows you what I know. Wait. What am I feeling now? Hey, sweetie. You're giving off some really strange vibes. I feel like, I can't really put my finger on it.
Yeah, it's like, guilt? No, not that, it's different. Like you think you're underserving or something, maybe.
Oh, you think you don't deserve us fighting over you like this, don't you? Poor thing. We know that you have some troubles with self-esteem. You know, you are entirely worthy of love. You're a good person. And you really genuinely care about other people. If anybody deserves some cuddles, it's you.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't deserve it, who would? I've learned a lot about you from your dreams. You really crave being able to help people. And you're happiest when everyone around you is happy. That's something that's really important, you know? There are people out there who just want to tear down others. Being naturally selfless is a trait very unique in you humans. I wouldn't ignore the fact that you have it either.
And I know a lot about you from your memories. You always try your hardest when people ask you to do something. You do your best to keep your promises, and you never go out of your way to hurt anybody. Sometimes human nature can make us selfish and lash out when emotions are high, but you're able to detach yourself from those situations when you know things are gonna go bad. If you think about it, we know you better than pretty much everyone else. We know what's going on inside your head. So if the two of us think that you're worthy of affection, don't you think you should believe us?
Yeah, and aside from being a good person, you're pretty cute, you know. Plus you smell nice. And it feels good to be near you. Why wouldn't we want to snuggle or two?
Okay, wait. Come to think of it. How are we able to look at them when they can't see themselves? Let alone smell them? Is this some kind of...
Quit it with the philosophy, you're going to drive all three of us crazy like that.
I wish I'd never thought of it in the first place. Oh, but we're not really here to talk about existential crises, are we? We were talking about you, darling.
I think basically what we're trying to say to you is just relax. If we want to do something nice for you, don't get all caught up in whether you deserve it or not. We think you deserve it. So we're going to do it, simple as that. Still, it is kind of cute that you want to make sure you're worthy of things. It says a lot about you. Just make sure you don't let it stop you from doing the things that make you happy. Okay?
Isn't it nice getting a pampering session for one? To be taken care of. We can treat you right. Plus, it's from the comfort of your very own bed. I can do what I want with you, interact with you, touch your ears, help you de-stress. I know you've been trying really hard, so take a moment with me, okay? Let me pamper your ears, and you take a quiet moment. You're worthy. You are so very worthy of all the good things that will come of your life. If you don't chase after good things, then it doesn't matter, because good things will come your way. You're just like that, sweetie. You see the good in the bad. It might be your downfall, but you are a much happier person because of it. Be dumb. Make mistakes. That's life. Because at the end of the day, baby, why stop yourself? Why be the one who holds you back? Sounds like I'm so serious, but maybe you're needing to hear it from someone else. Yeah, that sounds right, doesn't it? Shh.
Why don't I add to that and say some things you'd like to hear while I tippy-tappy away on your How's that? Like, gentle taps. I am trying to keep you asleep after all. If it's not too strange, I can do positive affirmations for all three of us. We have people that love us. We can do whatever we put our minds to. We don't have to prove ourselves to anyone. We will try our best to appreciate every day for the little things. Not every day will be good, but just because we have a rough day, it doesn't mean the rest of our days will be bad. A day of rest is not wasted. We do not have to be productive every day of our lives. Self-care is important to make us recharged again. Everything will be okay in the end. Nothing is enough to stop us. We are strong. We are brave. We can manage to handle whatever happens to us. I hope you're taking what we say on board to you. We really do care for you. I know it's easy to fall into the mental trap of be nice to others but cruel to yourself. You're human, so it's natural, but you should think like us. Do you think demons are shy or confident? Do they speak down on themselves or know they are better than a mortal man? Correct. Now enjoy my taps. Uh-oh.
I thought for sure we were going to be able to be with you for a lot longer. But we can feel you starting to fully wake up.
Yeah, it's true. You're slowly waking up. But hey, now that you know all about us, you don't have to be scared of us next time you get sleep paralysis, right? We'll be here looking the same as we do now.
Hey, yeah. We can start doing this all the time. It doesn't have to go back to the way it was before.
I'm not sure you're going to be able to hear us next time, but just don't forget that we're here for you, okay? We've got your back. Always watching you. Protecting you from the shadows, I suppose.
You're such a great person, and we love being able to spend time around you, especially now that we can cuddle. I have to say, I'm really, really happy that we became your sleep paralysis demons. I couldn't picture being in the head of anybody else.
It's nothing but a pleasure. Well, I guess this is it. What do you say to someone who's waking up? Not good night. Good morning? Bye-bye, human.
We'll see you another time. We promise. Bye.